Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Vernonna Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. And we are live all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Argentina, Brazil, India, Nigeria, Mexico, USA of America, Canada, Korea, Vietnam, Afghanistan, Jordan, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. We'd like to take a moment to introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. The man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening, where there's a shift in Christian and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Vernonna Johnson.
You know, good evening to all of you who are on the blog line. We'll be beginning in just a couple minutes, all right? God bless you. And God bless all of you tonight. This is your Chief Ambassador, and I want to just thank you all for being here on the Blog Talk Radio. God bless you. Thank you, Ambassador Hagen. My regards to you and to Bishop Hagen and to all of these ambassadors, ambassadors-elect, to our mother, to the nation, and to all of you. God bless you. We are so excited about what the Lord is doing through our youth prayer line was great tonight, always, and through our prayer line, always. The Lord bless us. And through our blog line, the Lord's blessing. We're grateful for what he is doing. And man, this is a line where we have come specifically just to thank the Lord. You know, a lot of people make so many requests to give me a approach to God. But we have the thank you, thank you, thank you. The new awakening across America. And I keep seeing this. It's going to come to pass. Some news reporter or somebody is going to catch this. And one day, and be a blessing to the new awakening. Amen. God bless you. Tonight, this is our format on the blog line. We just ask you for your prayer requests. And we pray for you, and afterwards we thank God 1,000 times for what he's going to do. Amen. What he's going to do. Not what he's already done, but what he's going to do. Amen. Unless he just says it on this prayer line, on this blog line. But we thank him because we have the faith to believe that God's going to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask, even think. So get ready for what he's going to do. Now, I'm going to pray that God will shake the chunk tree tonight if you need a financial blessing. I had a testimony today that someone received a financial blessing from God shaking the chunk tree. And many times I get those type of testimonies of people who weren't expecting anything, and God just shook the chunk tree. They believed it, and all of a sudden an unexpected blessing showed up. You got the faith. God has the power, and he has the ability to bless you beyond compare. Amen. All right, I do want to open up the line. Someone who wants to hold my arms up and receive the prayer request, it's a good night to do it. Amen. The Lord will remember you. Will remember it. The servant. God bless you. Can anyone do that? You want to open the You want to give your prayer request and open the line to others for prayer requests. All right? If so, jump in there, amen, and let it be known right now, if you will, so we might move forward on this blog line. Anyone? Right. How about you, Mother Wilson, or Ambassador Frierson, or... Ambassador Forshee or Ambassador-elect Lucille, any of you all can jump in there and get those prayer requests for us tonight. Give a blessing.
Good evening. This is Ambassador Frierson, area code 616.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you.
I'm here to take the prayer request. Does anyone have a prayer request at this time?
You do come off of mute and give you prayer requests. Amen.
We welcome prayer requests at this time. Okay. Well,
God bless you.
Okay, go ahead.
God bless you. This is Mother Woods, and my request is to pray for my family, especially my daughter. She is in need of a car. And I'm praying and believing God for her to receive.
Now, what happened to her?
My daughter, her motor went out in her car, and she needs a new car. And just praying for her and her children, and just praying for my family.
Okay. Thank you, Mother Woods. Are there any other prayer requests?
I would like to ask you to pray for Bria, our granddaughter. I'm keeping her on this prayer list. God would take care of her and give her a miracle. Pray for our grandchildren, all of them. Benitra and Raphael, Dr. Betty. Benitra and Raphael and Dr. Betty, if you would remember all these. Thank you. And even for me, yeah, I think the prayers of the righteous. God bless you. someone says
okay.
you don't feel
thank
good.
You very much.
Someone says you don't feel good. Who is that? All right, go ahead and Ambassador Friesen.
Okay, someone just said that they don't feel well. Would you like to give us your prayer request? Okay, I guess not. I would like to put my mother, Mother Frierson, on the list. And I would also like to put the teacher from my job on the list. Her husband left her. And she's requesting prayer.
You know, that's good. That even people would share intimate things like that because they realize this is not a gossip line. This is a line where we're praying for people who have need of miracles. And that may be something she needs, a miracle, and God will help her. Can you imagine? See, one of the things I'm trying to get and teach to you all on the line, you've got to put yourself in her place in order to feel her pain. This woman's really going through. You have to think about what she just had just by putting yourself there. You would be hurting down inside. And you can't sleep. You're bruised. You're wounded. You just wonder when you went wrong, wonder if God's going to help you. See, you got to go there where she is. And I feel that woman. Oh, my God. What went on before? With a lot of arguments, that bruised her heart. Pain hurts. If you've never been hurt or bruised, you don't know what I'm talking about. But I've been bruised. I've been shown up bruised. And so I can feel this woman's pain. And we got to pray for her.
In
a situation like this, if you're not careful, the enemy will try to push you over the edge, make her try to commit suicide. And you're just sitting up there eating watermelon and enjoying yourself, and you don't even feel the woman. See, that's why God told us in this last end time, make ambassadors, people who are prayer warriors. But you got to be, in order to be a better prayer warrior, you got to put yourself in the place of these people who are going through. Everybody's hurting. And the people come on this prayer line not to have pancakes and molasses. People come on this prayer line because they're hurting. They're hurting. They're hurting bad. And they need you to feel them. Because if you feel them, you'll pray for them with so much, I don't know what a word to say, but you'll pray for them with meaning. And you'll pray for them in a great way. So I hope y'all learn how to feel people. It's important. People are hurting. They're coming to the prayer line for a reason. Coming to the blog line, the youth prayer line for a reason. And they need help. These prayer lines are hospitals for sick folks who really desire to get well.
Yeah.
You got a word in your mouth that you can say that God can use to touch people. That's why I'm trying to get y'all to pray for folks and also to make your prayer request known, and also not only that, but to be concerned about people. Amen. So let me ask you for your prayer request. We're here waiting to pray for you. Amen. Why don't you take maybe two or three others, and we'll pray for them, and then we'll do our thank yous.
Okay. At this time, we are taking prayer requests, and if you have a prayer request, please let it be known. So we can intercede on your behalf.
Sister Lucille, I'm asking the saints to pray for me, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other prayer requests? Okay. Well, if there are no other prayer requests, I would like to read the requests that we do have. Mother Woods, she's requesting prayer for herself and her family, and her daughter is in need of a vehicle. We have Dr. Johnson and his family, and he's requesting prayer for Bria, Raphael, Nitra, I believe it is.
Lanitra.
Okay, Lanitra, and the grandchildren. I am requesting prayer for my mother, Missionary Frierson, and for one of the teachers at my job. The teacher, her husband left her, and she's really hurting. And we have Sister Lucille. She's requesting prayer. Would anyone like to take any of these prayer requests and pray over them? Sister Joyce Long, are you on the line? Ambassador Joyce Long. Mother Wilson? Well, dear God, we thank you. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for waking us up today. We thank you for starting us on our way. We thank you for our lives. We thank you for our health, our strength. Oh God, we thank you because you have given us another chance. Lord, we ask you to forgive us of any sins and of iniquity, any sins that we may have committed. God, forgive us and give us another chance, oh God, another chance to serve you, oh God, another chance to get it right, another chance to do your will. You told us to trust in you with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, but we are to acknowledge you in all our ways. And Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh God, we thank you for the saints that are on the line. We thank you for the prayer requests that are going up before you at this time. Lord, we thank you for Mother Woods, a godly woman, a saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost-filled woman, oh God. And Lord, she's requesting prayer for her family, her sons, her daughter and grandchildren, and her sisters and brother. Oh God, we thank you for her, oh God, because she's a living epistle that's read of men. Lord, she's a light in her community. She's a light at her church, oh God. And Lord, we thank you for her. And Lord, we just ask you to just bless her family, Lord. Bless them one by one. Lord, you know what they need. Oh, God, keep them in your care. And, Lord, we ask you to bless her daughter with a vehicle. Oh, God, you know what kind of car she needs. Lord, you know what she can't afford. And, Lord, you know what you're going to bless her with. These blessings we ask in your name.
Thank you.
Lord, we lift up Dr. Johnson and his family in your name. We lift up elect Lady Betty Johnson, oh God, Bria, Raphael, Lanitra, and the grandchildren, oh God. Oh God, we place them before you. We place them on the altar, oh God. Lord, we ask you to be with this family, Lord. Help Dr. Johnson, a godly man. Help him, oh God, and help his wife, his helpmate. Oh, God, Lord, they need you now. Lord, we ask you to bless them. Continue to bless them naturally and spiritually, oh, God. Help them, oh, God, as they lead others to you. Help them, oh, God, as they walk this life. Help them as they dedicate their lives to you, to be in your service, oh, God. They're not doing this just to be worshipped by men, but they're doing this for the kingdom of God. And, Lord, we thank you for this family. And, Lord, we ask you to bless Bria, Lord, in a special way. You know what she's in need of, oh, God. Lord, we ask you to continue to keep your arms of protection around her. Cover her with your blood. Lord, you said when you see the blood, you'll pass over. And, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for this young woman. Oh, God, we thank you, thank you, thank you. God, we ask you to bless Mother Frierson. Lord, look on her. Lord, she's been faithful down through the years. And, Lord, she needs you as never before. Be with her, oh, God. Uphold her, oh, God. Oh, God, restore her. Oh, God, give her the joy of her salvation. Lord, look on her right now, Lord. Cover her with your blood, oh, God. Oh, God, help her to lean and depend upon you. No other help does she know. Lord, she needs you now. Oh, God, we thank you for Mother Frierson. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, we ask you to bless the teacher whose husband left her, oh God. Oh God, we won't call her name, but names aren't important because you know exactly who I'm speaking of, oh God. Hallelujah. And Lord, we ask you to be with her. Come in and comfort her, oh God. Oh God, help her right now, Lord. Oh God, help her. Take her through every test and every trial, every tribulation, oh God. Take her through, Lord. Help her and help her children, God. God, they're hurting. And Lord, they need you. They need you now. Oh God, their hearts are bleeding. But Lord, we know that you're in their corner and that you haven't forgotten them. And Lord, we ask a special blessing on Sister Lucille. Oh God, bless her, bless her, bless her, bless her. Oh God, bless her for her faithfulness to you. Keep her in your care, Lord. Bless her children. And Lord, bless her aunt, Maddie, and the other aunt. Oh God, bless them right now, Lord. Bless their transitional housing, oh God. Keep your arms of protection around them. These blessings we ask in your name. And we shall forever give you the praise. Amen. God, there's nothing too hard for you. Oh, God, and we thank you, thank you, thank you. You're the all-seeing and all-knowing God. And we rely upon you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Holy Ghost. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I would like to pray to Dr. Johnson, if it's okay.
It's fine. Go ahead.
Father, we thank you right now. We come before you, Lord, and we spread out all these petitions before you, Lord. And, Lord, we just thank you right now. We know, Lord, that you sit high and you look low and you got the whole wide world in your hand. Oh, every situation. Oh, God, we bring our ambassador to you and his family, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, will you look on this man of God? Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, will you continue to bless him and strengthen him and undergird him? God, in the name of Jesus, keep his body strong, keep him healed, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover him with the blood. Let your angels encamp around about him. Hold up his arms, Lord. Bless him and bless his ministry, Lord. Look on his wife, Lady Betty, Lord. God, continue to bless her. Continue to strengthen her. Continue to meet every need, God. And she stands beside the man of God in the name of Jesus to work in this ministry, Lord. To hold up the bloodstained banner for you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Will you look on his family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bria, and Lord, all of them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, one by one and name by name, you know who they are. You know the needs, God. In the name of Jesus, watch over them, Lord. Watch over these young people. Keep them under the blood, Lord. Keep your angels around them, Lord. Protect them from hurt, harm, and danger. Keep them out of harm's way and harm's way out of their way. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we just thank you right now. We ask you to bless everybody on this prayer line, Lord. Meet every need, every unspoken request. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you right now for granting for meeting the need, God, in the name of Jesus. God, somebody's going through, Lord. Bless them, Lord, in their finances, Lord. Meet that need. Give increase, God, in the name of Jesus. That gas bill, that light bill, my God, that water bill, the house note, the card note, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. You know all about it, every situation. Oh, God, we bring Missionary Bryson to you, Lord. Oh, God, look on her now, Lord. Oh, cover with the blood, Lord. You know all about it. You know all about it, God. It's nothing too hard for you, Lord. She's in your hands, and she's in your care. She's a faithful woman of God in the name of Jesus who has served you down through the years, God. Let your angels encamp around about her, Lord. God, give that body strength right now in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you for working it out, every situation and every circumstance. My God, oh God, bless her daughter, God. Oh, cover with the blood. Ambassador Fryson, Lord, bless her, Lord, as she labors with her mother and for her mother, Lord, and beside her mother, God, standing in the gap for her and her family. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless her. Continue to strengthen her, undergird her. God bless Sister Lucille, God. Meet that need, whatever her request is, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, grant it for her. In the mighty name of Jesus, cover her with the blood. Encourage her. Give her peace in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you right now. We thank you for what you're going to do. Every need, God. Every need, God. We know you're going to do it, Lord. We know you're going to bless, Lord. We know you're going to heal, Lord. We know you're going to deliver, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever the need might be, God. We claim it done, speak it done, believe it done, see it done, expect it to be done in the mighty name of Jesus. And it is done, and it is so, and so it shall be. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And Father, may I continue this prayer? Amen. We haven't forgotten about Mother Willis and all her daughter. We need the car. I'm going to ask you for a new car.
Any time they would cost less than the older card, the payment would be less. Maybe a longer time, but it would be less. Help it, Lord, and bless them with a brand new card if it's thy will. Whatever you will, we submit to you. And then we also ask, Lord, that you would look on Sister Lucille and her children. I'm looking for a miracle for them, Lord, that you move them up to a high level and that you will bountifully bless them. Oh, God. And as I close my prayer in just a moment, I want to ask you, if you remember that teaching, Lord, where her husband walked off and left her. God, I'm going to ask you for a miracle here. Yeah, whatever your will is, let it be done. But I'm asking you, Lord, to bring them to a census. Sometimes we as men will leave when we lost our senses, Lord. And God, touch her. That she has given peace in her heart and soul. Help her to have peace. Bind the enemy who came against that man and trying to destroy that wedding marriage. Trying to destroy everything he wants to do in any kind of way. Touch him, Lord. And Lord, if it's our will for him to come back, bring him on back. In Jesus' name. Bless this precious woman. Bless her, Lord. Bless her, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Look on her and straighten that thing out with that couple. If it's your will for him to stay, touch him. And visit him, Lord. I pray that he might know what your will is. If it's your will for him to leave, God, destroy the yoke in Jesus' name and make him a wise man in Jesus Christ. We pray and ask it for the glory of God. And thank you, Lord, for all these prayers. And every area code, I'm asking them to join us tonight. Amen. If they're not ashamed of making a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye men, serving with gladness. We come into his sanctuary with thanksgiving and to his court with praise. Who on here that the Lord has been good enough to? Well, we know everybody, but who on here has enough sense to realize that God has blessed you like that? Bless you, praise him tonight. And let me pray for you before, on this note, before you even start praying. Lord, I'm asking you to shake that chunk tree. So many people are hurting financially. Shake the chunk tree and send them some unexpected blessings. Unexpected that they don't they don't think they're going to receive. They haven't thought about it. They don't even know they're going to receive it. It's unexpected. But send some unexpected chunks that they don't even know about. You did it for someone else, for several people in this line, and you can do it for them. I never asked you to shake that chunk tree when you didn't shake it. God, you've always heard my request. And this one, I want to ask you to put my 100-day fast on, and that you would give it, Lord, credence, and give it so much power that as you shake it, the chunk tree, you will remember everybody. I happen to read in the Word, Lord, where there was a multitude on the side of the hill waiting for you to speak or listening to you speak. And you healed them all. God, wasn't a person among them that didn't get healed. Now, God, I'm asking you not to have respected persons. Just like you hear that multitude, even though it's over 2,000 years later, I'm asking you to heal our multitude. And bless these folks in a bountiful way. Yeah. I believe it, Lord, in Jesus' name. And if you believe that, just start helping me thank him for his blessings. Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to ask Ambassador Hendricks to lead us tonight. Come on, let's thank you. Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My house payment went down.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. So, got an unexpected check and my mortgage payment went down. I thank the Lord for that.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's crazy.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, who else on here has a praise report? Brother, anybody else?
Thank you, Jesus. I thank the Lord for trying to fix this is Mother Wilson. I thank the Lord for trying to fix that and actually go through and say, Thank you, Jesus. But the Lord knows all things. Thank you, Jesus.
Are your legs feeling, Mother?
It did real good today. I thank God for my legs today. It just looked like my back went to feeling a little tired when I stayed up a little bit longer. But I feel pretty good today. Thank the Lord.
Anyone else? All right. I know you got one. Maybe give it later on. All right. Praise the Lord. Let me get at least one more person to give a praise report. Lord has done for you. Thank you, Jesus. Right. Anybody? I'm going to draft somebody. But amen. To Master Forshi. Do you hear me? Has God been good to you? Ambassador Forshi, are you there? Right. Ambassador Fife, are you there? All right. Ambassador Hagen, are you there? Let me try one more. What about you? Mother Stokes, are you there?
Yes.
All right, somebody tell me what the Lord has done for you.
Woke me up this morning, praise God, and started me on my way with the activity of the use of my limbs. He woke me up, and I just thank God for seeing another brand new day. I just thank him for how he blessed me this far. Made a way for me out of no way. And I continue to look up to God for all my help. And I just thank him. I thank him for how he removed that pain that I had in my head. I thank him for that. I bind Satan trying to make it come back, but I know God is able to keep that pain away from me. And I just want to thank him.
We pray that he would remove it. God did. Exceeding abundantly above what we'd ask and think.
Yes.
Thank God for doing that.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you, saints.
Thank you, God.
Thank you. Just a few minutes.
Thank you, 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 thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank you.
You bless somebody with foreign lands.
Oh, hallelujah.
And anybody else? Yeah. Come off a mutiny. Just jump in there and give your praise report. All right, y'all. Amen. I appreciate y'all being here tonight. and thank God for you. Amen. I promise you, let's go and hear a little bit of I Got a Feeling Everything Will Be All Right. And then I'm going to stick with you for a moment because I want to hear y'all praising God on the Holy Ghost we have. Amen. It's going to be all right. Amen. I never forget. I keep telling you about the Holy Ghost we have because I'm trying to get it in your spirit. Amen. Don't think I don't have something else to say. But I understand the art and the blessing and repetition. Amen. I do this for a reason. For a reason. I'm trying to teach and train. Amen. For a reason. I never forget, I told y'all that the Lord has me preaching the sermon, How to Recognize the Real Voice of God and Amazing Grace, more than once a year. I try to preach at least three times, sometimes four times a year, because I want them to know how to recognize his real voice, because if you do that, then you'll be in much better shape, and you'll praise him more, and God will use you to bless others in a spectacular way. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, also I'm asking you for somebody on this line, in fact, every person who believes, will you shake the chunk tree up in heaven? And would you bless these people financially? Mm-hmm. Give me chunks of blessings. Oh, God. Reach and put it into your bosom, those chunks of blessings. Got another one. Thank you, Lord. Got another one.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give you a blessing that you don't have room.
Glory to God.
God. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
What am I reading? Look out
y'all do a little bit more Holy Ghost rehab, all right? A little bit more Holy Ghost rehab, and we'll just close tonight and give him glory and give him praise. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Shouting a little bit more here and giving God some more glory. Night. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. If y'all want to fellowship, it's all right. The line's open. God bless you. I send a shout out to all of y'all tonight. Amen. All those who join me on the blog line tonight just made me feel so good. Amen. And I appreciate you. Many of y'all are still on and all across the world. Just have a wonderful night. Just want to tell you, we praise you just for being on here with the Lord tonight. Thank God. Amen. Give God all the glory, all of the praise. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
Amen. This is Ambassador Hendricks, 912 area. I want to send a shout out to Chief Mother Wilson and everybody on the blog line. Have a blessed night tonight, everybody.
God bless you. You too.
Have a blessed night. Amen. That's a Master Paul Hendricks. The line's open to anybody else who wants to
speak. Shout out to Mother Hendricks and everybody on the Cabrera line. God bless you and have a good night.
Thank
God
for
bless you.
All right, anybody else? Just jump in there if you want to. Thank you for some of y'all who remembered us for our anniversary. This is our last day of our anniversary coming up this Sunday. Amen. If you want to bless us, drop something in the mail to us. We like to acknowledge it at the anniversary. We're going to do it this Sunday. Amen. God bless you. Love you. Thank you. Our address is P.O. Box 26593. P.O. Box 26593. That's Overland Park, Kansas. And the zip code is 66225. 66225. God bless you. Good night to y'all.
Good night.
Goodbye.